Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Chaf Beis. We're going to begin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the sixth of the middle type of lines, at the end of that line. As we learned in the previous shiur, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos by Mincha, we have three people getting aliyahs. And we also learned that the minimal amount of psukim that we read are 10 psukim. So if you have 10 psukim with three people, there's going to be one person that's going to read four psukim and two people reading three psukim. So comments Rava. Amar Rava, Rishin Shikar Dal Meshubach. If it's the first person that reads the four psukim, he's praiseworthy. Sometimes it's the first person that does it and we see being first is good. Sheini Shikar Dal Meshubach. Sometimes we see being in the middle is good, and shlishi shikar dal meshubach, and sometimes being last is good. And the Gemara explains itself. Rishi shikar dal meshubach, where do we see that being first is good? The Tanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim, we know that Rish Chodesh Adar, Mashmim al Shkolim, and Rish Chodesh Adar, they announce that the new Shkolim should be brought from which, starting Rish Chodesh Nissen, the Kabbonist Tzibur will be bought, and everybody throws into Pushkis their coin, says the Mishnah, B'shalosh kupas shashalosh soim, shebehen tarmin eslishka. There were three big Pushkis in which they used to throw their coins in. These three Pushkis were labeled number one, number two, number three. Lezen et nitra rishon. The Pushka that's labeled first, Aleph, is the Pushka that they took out coins from first, because as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, they used to take out coins three times a year. So here we see being first is best. Lahakar Menarishin, Shemitzvah Rishin. That Pushka was used, the coins in that Pushka, that people filled up that Pushka first, was used first. And Tzor Shekar Arab Meshubach, where do we see them being in the middle is best? The Tanya, the Bryce teaches us regarding the Menorah that was lit every day in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan. Amur Panei HaMenorah Yiru. Facing the menorah, the candles should be lit. The candles on the right and on the left face the middle candle. And that candle faces the Oren. So the middle candle is best. Being in the middle is the best. From here we see being in the middle is best. Where do we see that being last is best? As we have a cloud many times in Shas, Mount B'Kodesh V'Lemuritin. Says the Gemara, Papa Ikla Bey Knishta Dabi Guber. Papa came to the Shul and Abi Guber. The Kar Rishon Arba, the first person that got an Aliyah, read for Psukim. The Shafchir, Papa praised him, because Rizim Magdim Lamitzis. He had the first opportunity to read four, so he took that opportunity, and it's worthwhile. Then Rishonim point out that there's a way that everybody can be Meshubach, if everybody reads four Psukim. So if everybody reads four Psukim, then everybody is Meshubach. I also saw that the Paiskim say that this Gemara is not really relevant nowadays. It was only in those days where there wasn't really something set which is read on the Mondays and Thursdays, and moreover, everybody read their own Aliyah. That's when the person who took the initiative of reading the four Psukim is worthy of praise. But now that we don't read our own Aliyah, it's the Bakar that reads it. And it's also something that's established in all the Sidurim and all the Chumashim. There's no issue of Meshubach nowadays. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Poich Simehen Veimei Sifin, that on Monday, Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Chol Moed, for sure, we have the amount of Aliyahs. We don't add to that amount. But on Shabbos, and we explained yesterday, according to some Rishonim and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, we may add. Tana, so we learned in the Braisa, in the times of the Mishnah, HaPesach, the first person to get Aliyah, Mevarach L'fanel, will make a bracha before he got his Aliyah. V'achosim, and the last person to get Aliyah, Mevarach L'achareya, will make a bracha after he got his Aliyah. However, V'edna d'kula Mevarach L'fanel L'achareya, nowadays the minhag is, this is already in times of the Gemara, that every person that gets an Aliyah makes a bracha before and after receiving his Aliyah. Why? Hainu tam l'tkin rabbanon. Why? This is the reason Chazal said to do it this way. So the way Rashi explains it is, let's say somebody comes to shul late. So he missed the first aliyah, and he won't hear that the person made the bracha before the aliyahs. Or let's say somebody leaves a middle Kriyas HaTorah, he won't hear that the bracha is made at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. And since there are people that come late or leave early from shul, from Kriyas HaTorah, we had to establish that everybody should make their own bracha. The Rishonim ask on Rashi, ask, just because I came late today, or I left early today, doesn't mean every time the Kriyas HaTorah I come late or early. So if so, today, I taka del not a bracha made before or after. But I've been my Kriyas HaTorah so many times where I did hear the brachas made, so just because I came once late or once left once early, so that's what I'm going to think is always the case. So they take a different approach. Kriyas HaTorah requires a bracha before and after. So if everybody's in shul from the beginning to the end of Leini, so everybody hears the first bracha and everybody hears the last bracha. Once it became a situation that people came to shul late, people left shul early, there were a lot of people that didn't hear one of the two brachas. So they had to make that by every aliyah there should be a bracha, that we should that everybody should be able to hear leining with a bracha. The Rishash takes this pshat one step further. He says, once there was a situation that arose, that people left early, people came late, let's say I came to shul late for Kriyas HaTorah, and I get an aliyah. So if I was there from the beginning, so I already, my bracha, so to speak, was taken care of by the first person who got an aliyah. But if I came late, I didn't hear that bracha. And now I'm getting an aliyah, and I have no brichas HaTorah. And once it became a situation of people coming late, and the same for early, Chazal had to establish that bracha should be made on every aliyah. There's a very interesting Prima Gadol on this Gemara. Prima Gadol makes an observation. The Mishnah taught us, HaPisech Mevarach L'Fanav HaChosim L'Achareav. But if you look at the Gemara we just learned, the Gemara is not on that piece of the Mishnah. The Gemara is going on the case in the Mishnah if you're allowed to make extra aliyahs. Ask the Prima Gadol, shouldn't this piece of Gemara that we learned now refer to the part of the Mishnah that talks about when a bracha is made for an aliyah? Says the Prima Gadol, a gewaldige chiddush. He says, what the Gemara is teaching us is that when we had only one bracha made at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, and one bracha made at the end of Kriyas HaTorah, so there's no problem making hosafos, adding aliyahs. But now that there are extra brachas made, because everybody gets an aliyah, makes a bracha before and after his aliyah, so now says the Prima Gadol, you shouldn't make hosafos. Because by making hosafos, you're causing additional brachas to be made. Maybe a shal of a bracha shedet tzricha. That's why the Gemara is on this part of the Mishnah, not on the other part of the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. Barash Chadashin, or B'chal Shemayit Karen Abba. We learned in Rosh Chodesh Chalmayit, we call our four people to the Torah. Bar Mnei Ula Bar Rav Mi Rava. Pashas Rosh Chodesh, Ketzet Karen Esai. How do we read the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh? As we will learn, there are three parshias to that Kriyas HaTorah. One is Tzavis Mnei Yisrael, has eight psukim. The next is over the Yom HaShabbos, has two psukim, and then it has a Barashi Chatshechem, has five psukim. How do we divide it up? Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, the Mat Aleim, as Kobani Lachmi, that's the first parasha, the Havin Tamni Psuki, has an eight psukim. Hechi Navid, what should we do? So what you'll say is, Nikri Trei, Tlasa Psukim. Give the first person an aliyah three psukim, give the second person an aliyah three psukim. As we learned yesterday, the minimal aliyah is three psukim. Says the Gemara, that isn't acceptable. Because pashalei trei, if we have a parasha of eight psukim, and the first person getting an aliyah gets three psukim, the second person getting aliyah gets three psukim, I'm left with two psukim. And the halacha is, ve'ein mishayim parasha paks mishlosh psukim. We don't leave over, at the end of a parasha, only two psukim. Here we're doing that. If we read six, 8 minus 6 equal 2. Why don't we do that? So the Rishonim explain. Because, again, we had the people walking out of the middle of Leini. If a person walks out after Sheni, the Rishon read 3 psukim, Sheni read 3 psukim, 6 psukim. Somebody walks out after Sheni, he sees there are only 2 psukim left. What's he going to think? What he's going to think is that the next person getting an aliyah is getting aliyah of only two psukim. So that's why we don't leave over less than three psukim till the end of a parasha. On the other hand, what's the option? Nikra arba arba. Let the first person read four psukim, that the next person read four psukim. Pashalai, so how much will be left for the next two people who get aliyahs? Shiva. Seven psukim. B'yom HaShabbos, we have the parasha B'yom HaShabbos, which we said has two psukim. Has five psukim. So now, how do we divide these parashas? Hechi neved, nikut trei miha. Should we call somebody up and ask, tell him to read the two psukim of B'yom HaShabbos, v'chad mihanach, and one from Uberashi Chachechem? That, says the Gemara, is unacceptable, because ein maschil b'parasha pachs mishlosh psukim. Once we begin reading the parasha, we have to read at least three psukim into the parasha. Why? So again, do we try and explain? Because let's say we only read one pasuk into the parasha, and then the person finishes aliyah. Somebody walks in and sees that happening, sees that we're up to the second pasuk in the parasha. Why will he assume that the previous oila only read one pasuk, and he's going to think that an aliyah is acceptable with only one pasuk? The Gemara is assuming that there are people that are coming late and early. You have to learn the whole Gemara that way. Litri trei maha v'talas mahach. So what are you going to say? That we should read the two psukim of Parsha Yom HaShabbos, two psukim of Rosh Chodesh, Parsha Litrei. But we only then have two psukim, three psukim of Rosh Chodesh. How much is left? Only two. And we know that an aliyah has to have at least three psukim. So what do we do? Amar. So responded Zulay Shemati. The exact answer to this question I don't know. However, Kiyotz Beshemata, we have in Masechta Tainus, we learned not long ago, a similar situation. As we learned in Masechta Tainus, every day they had Mamodus. What did Mamodus represent? Since the halacha is that when one brings a carbon, he has to participate, be there when the carbon is brought. Every day we had carbon tamid that all of Klal Yisrael are part of being brought. But we can't all be by the carbon every day. So there were people, my mothers, those that used to fast and daven and be in their shul, and they used to have Kriyas HaTorah. We learned the Gemara Masechta the Tainus. The Kriyas HaTorah was from the beginning of Parashas Bereishis to connect that the world stands on this. So we learned the Mishnah Masechta the Tainus, the Yoyim Harishin, what was read on the first day, on Sunday of the week, they read Bereishis for Hirakia. They read Bereishis, that parasha and the parasha of Yehi Rekia. But Tani Allah, and in learning that Gemara we explain, Bereishis is read b'shnayim, with two people. Yehi Rekia is read by one person. Vavinimba. And in understanding that Bryce, we said, b'shlam Yehi Rekia b'echad, one person gets the parasha of Yehi Rekia, perfect. The tlosuk psukah have it. The three psukim in that parasha, and Aliyah's three psukim, everything is fine. El Bereishis b'shnayim, how can we say that two people should read that parasha? The chamisha psukah haver. There are only five psukim in that parasha. The Tanya, and as we learned in the previous year, hakari b'tar layifsukim lish psukim. An aliyah cannot be less than three psukim. So how could I divide five and have two aliyahs of three psukim? And the Pnei Yeshua asks, well, why don't we do the following? Let one person read parashas Bereishis, all five psukim. Then another person should read that parasha over, and then somebody else should read Vayehi Rekia. So he answers very nicely. If we'll do that, let's say somebody's going to walk in late, again our latecomer, and he didn't hear the first parasha being read the first time. He's only going to hear Bereishis being read the second time, and then Vayehi Rekia. What's he going to think? He's going to think that we only gave two aliyahs. And just like we have to make sure that there shouldn't be less than three psukim in aliyah, we also have to make sure that there are at least three people getting aliyahs. So we're going to do this. We may, because of the latecomer, end up with a situation where we have somebody making a mistake that you can only have two people getting aliyahs. So we learned the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What do we do there? Rav Amadoylik. Rav says we should repeat the pasuk, and we'll explain that more. That the third pasuk is repeated, The first person reads Pasuk 1, 2, 3. And the second person reads Pasuk 3, 4, 5. So 3 is read twice. B'shmul amma Pasuk. Shmuel says that the third Pasuk should be divided in half. The first person should read 2 Pasukim, 2.5 Pasukim, and the second person should get 2.5 Pasukim. Vitmala, and understanding this Machlaikis, the Gemara explained, Rabbi Medoilik asked the Gemara, Rav says we reread a Pasuk. Is the question, my Tamala ima Pasuk? Why doesn't he just like Shmuel said, divide the third Pasuk into two? Answered the Gemara, Rav doesn't consider that a good option, because he holds, Kosova, Kop Sukkot Le Paske Moshe, any Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make to divide, and not like Paskin Alei. So to take the third Pasuk and divide it in two is unacceptable. The Shmuel Amar, Shmuel does say, Paskin Alei, that we do divide that Pasuk. Ask the Gemara, how does Shmuel give such a piece of advice? Vomer of Chananya Korah. Chananya was called Chananya Korah because he was a Korah. He used to teach children how to read. Tzagodl ha'yili etzel Rav Chanina ha'godl. Rav Chanina ha'godl was very upset. V'lai hetali lifsoik. He told me never to divide a pasuk. Elo tinaki shabes rabim. Only when I'm teaching children psukim, and it may be too much for them to absorb one whole pasuk at a time, so because they need to learn, so I'm allowed to divide a pasuk. Under other circumstances, one may not divide a pasuk. Only for children, because it's easier for them to learn. So how could Shmuel tell us to divide a pasuk? Answers the Gemara. Hosam tamamai. Why did Shmuel allow us to divide a pasuk when teaching them to children? Mishum delayefshar. Because there's no other way of teaching the children the pasuk. Says the Gemara, hachinami layefshar. We have no option here too. We have a real dilemma. We have five psukim. So Shmuel says, yes, I normally would never advocate dividing the pasuk. Here I have no choice. Shmuel Amar Pasuk, my Tamalai Oimer Dalek. Ask the Gemara, why is he saying divide the Pasuk? Why doesn't he say reread it? Answers the Gemara, rereading the Pasuk is Gzeir Mishma Nechnasa Mishma Yaitzim, as we've been learning. If we're going to reread the Pasuk, so let's think it through. The first person gets an Aliyah, Pasuk Aleph Beis Gimel. Somebody, our person who's leaving Shul at the wrong time, walks out. He sees how many psukim are left of this parasha, 2 psukim. He's going to think that the next person getting an aliyah is only reading 2 psukim. Or, we have a different situation. Somebody comes late to shul, and he sees us giving the second aliyah, pasuk 3, 4, 5. Why will he erroneously assume that the first person who got an aliyah read only 2 psukim, pasuk aleph and beis? So that's why Shmuel says, doylig doesn't work for me, I have to do Pasuk. So asks the Sfas Emes, Gevaldige Kasha. We're seeing that Doylik comes with its problems. So why doesn't Rav agree with Shmuel? That, yes, Pasuk is something, dividing a Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide, is something that we try to avoid. But Doylik is such a weak option, as we just explained. So why does Rav tell us to do Doylik? Why doesn't Rav agree to Shmuel's option of Pasuk, given that we're in a spat, so to speak, says the Sfas Emes, beautiful Teretz. According to Shmuel, what happens? According to Shmuel, the first person gets an aliyah, reads 2.5 psukim. The second person who gets an aliyah reads 2.5 psukim. Says Rab, we've been learning in the Gemara for the last 2 days that the minimum amount of psukim you're supposed to read are 3 psukim. So Rab says Shmuel's option, without the problem that you're not allowed to divide a pasuk, is not an acceptable option. Because I end up with an aliyah of less than 3 psukim. An aliyah of less than 3 psukim is not acceptable. What's Shmuel going to have to explain? Rav is saying very gishmak. How is Shmuel going to have to defend himself? Shmuel's going to have to defend himself that you're not supposed to have an aliyah of, you have to have more than 2 psukim. You don't have to have 3, you have to have more than 2. So once you have 2.5, you have more than 2. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in a braisa, parasha shishisha psukim, if we have a parasha that has in it 6 psukim, koyinot sabishnayim. So we divide it amongst 2 people, each one getting 3 psukim. V'shachamisha, if shachamisha psukim, biyochid, one person reads, gets that such an aliyah. Kara rishin shloisha, let's say we have this parasha of 5 psukim, and the first person got an aliyah, read for him 3 psukim. So now what do we do? with the next person getting Aliyah. Hasheni, Kori Shnaimi Parsha Zu. We read two psukim that are left over from this parsha. Vechmi Parsha Cheres. V'yesh Omrim. And some say that we should read into the next parsha, Shloisha. Because the Yesh Omer holds, L'fish Ein Maschilim B'parsha, Pachas Mishloisha Psukim. Once we get into a parsha, we don't read less than three psukim into it. We don't start a parsha, because otherwise we'll have the next person getting an aliyah with less than three psukim into the parsha, which is unacceptable. Why? As we explained before, because if the person gets an aliyah that's not three psukim into the parsha, somebody comes shul late will think that the previous person who got an aliyah did not read three psukim. Tysus asks, if that's the case, Vayichal is something we read on a Tanis Sefer. And Yichal, according to Tysus, starts two psukim into the parsha. He was saying you don't start two psukim into a parsha. Tysus is kasha. So Masha says, in our world it's not a problem. Because in our world, obviously our chumash is different than Tysus' chumash, Vayichal is four psukim into a parsha. But according to Tysus, Tysus says, since everybody knows that Vichal is where we start the Kriya on Tainas Sibur, we don't have to be concerned. The Rosh has a very beautiful teretz. When is there a concern about not starting less than three psukim into a parasha? It's by the second or third or fourth aliyah. Vichal is the beginning of the Kriya. On the beginning of the Kriya, we don't have to worry that somebody's going to think, what happened before? There was nothing before. There was no Kriya before. But back to our Gemara. So here we're saying that if the parsha has five psukim, and if the first person read three, so the second person should read the remaining two, and either one or three into the next parsha. Ask the Gemara, Vim Isa, if we just finished learning what Rav and Shmuel taught us, Lamanda Medoilig, according to Rav, that says that we can reread a pasuk, Nidloik, why don't we reread it? Well, Lamanda Medoilig, according to Shmuel, that says we could divide a pasuk, Nifsoik, why don't we divide the pasuk? Answered the Gemara, Shani Hasam Daf Shabachi. Both Rav and Shmuel agree that these options of rereading a pasuk or dividing a pasuk are not really great, and where we could read further into the parasha and not do this, we should try to avoid it. It's only, explained the Rishonim, but in my modest, that we're locked into only reading Bereishis and Yerikiyah, because we have to divide this Kriya over the whole week, that we have no other option. Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, says Rav Tanchum, the name of Yishuv ben Levi, Halacha Yesh Omrim. The Halacha is like the Yesh Omrim that we just said, that once we begin reading into a parasha, we have to read at least three psukim into the parasha. V'Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, K'sheim she'em maschilim b'parasha pachs megimel psukim, just like we can't go into a parasha without reading at least three psukim, kach Aim Mishayim B'Parsha, so too when we come to leave over in a Parsha, we don't leave over Pox Mishlash Psukim, at least three Psukim. Ask the Gemara, why did Yeshua ben Levi have to teach us this? Pshita, Hashta, Uma Eschalta, when it comes to beginning to read a Parsha, the Kamekel Tanakama, the Tanakama, as we've been learning, says, you can read one Pasuk into Parsha and stop. Machmer Yesh Oimrim, when the Yesh Omrim is Machmet, says, no, once you start reading a parasha, you have to read at least three psukim. Shir, when it comes to leave over in the parasha, the Machmet Tanakama, that the Tanakama, who till now was Mekel, agrees now we have to be Machmer, and agrees now we can't leave over less than three psukim. Why can't we leave over less than three psukim? Because we're concerned that somebody's going to walk out and see that there's less than three psukim till the end of the parasha, and is going to assume that the next person who's getting aliyah is getting an aliyah of less than three psukim. The kashke and the machmir yeshayimim, certainly the yeshayimim who are machmir, will certainly be machmir here. Says the Gemara, the two concepts are not necessarily connected. What's the Tanakhama concerned? The Tanakhama is concerned, what's the yeshayimim concerned? I'm sorry. The yeshayimim is concerned that somebody, if we're only going to read less than three psukim, and somebody walks in late, and he sees that the previous person only read one or two psukim, he's not going to understand that they read from the previous parasha, and he's going to erroneously assume that only one or two psukim were read for Aliyah. Says the Yesh Oimrim, it's quite common that people come to shul late. However, Yoitzin, that somebody should walk out in the middle of the laning, Loishchichi, that's not that common. The Manchi Sefer Torah, the Nafki, that somebody should leave a Sefer Torah and middle of the laning. The Gemara says, Mesech the Brachas, V'oizvei Hashem Yichlu. Somebody walks out in the middle of the laning, the Gemara curses him. So that we should think maybe the kind of the Yeshurim I'm not concerned about, Kamashman that they're concerned. Ask the Gemara. Now let's understand the Tanakama. Tanakama, my Shnosh Yuri Loi, why are we not concerned about reading only one or two psukim? Mishum, the Tanakama, my Shnosh Yuri Loi, Mishum Yoitzin. That why does the Tanakama hold, that we should not leave less than three psukim into the parasha? Because he's concerned that people may leave and assume that the next person getting an aliyah will read less than three psukim. Ask the Gemara, if they have such a concern, why are they not also concerned? Aschuli nami, why are they not also concerned that we should lead at least three psukim into the parasha, gzerim shem nachnosim, that the person who walks in late should not come to make a mistake that the previous oila read less than three psukim? Answers the Gemara, this is their perspective. Amri, man the aisle, the person who comes in late and sees that they're starting to read after one pasuk in a parasha, after two psukim in a parasha, he's in the shul. Before he makes any wrong assumptions, shiul ishala, he asks the other members of the shul to ask what happened here. But someone who leaves, he's not in the shul. He has no one to ask. That's why they're more concerned about the person who leaves than they are about the person who comes late. Continues the Gemara. Sholach le rabbi bereid rava l'rav Yosef hilchas amai. It's the way Rashi and most Rishonim explain hilchas amai regarding mamodas. What do? We had in machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Sholach le, he responded hilchas adoylik. We reread the pasuk, and who's the one that should reread the pasuk? Vem tsoy dolgan, the middle one. Why should be the middle one rereading the pasuk? So Rishonim, the merry explanations of Rishonim, we're not going to go through all of them, explain that's the safest bet. Because if the middle one rereads the pasuk, so we only have to worry about a person who comes in late and sees him reading from pasuk 3 and being concerned that he may make the mistake that the first oiler only read two psukim. And it's not just wrong consideration, because the Gemara just said that a person comes in late could always ask his colleagues in shul what happened. But anybody else rereading will have much more concerns about Nechnosim and Yoitzim. So the safest thing is to reread, and the second one should reread Pasuk 3. What's the halacha regarding Rosh Chodesh? Our Gemara began with Rosh Chodesh. It's more relevant to us, la halacha. We don't have Mamodos, but we have Rosh Chodesh. So the minig is, besides the Gra, but everybody else, this is what most of Klal Yisrael does. The first person reads the first three Psukim. The second person reads Pasuk 1, 2, 3. The second person reads Pasuk 3, 4, 5. He reads over Pasuk 3, 4, and 5. The second Oila, that's the second Aliyah. The next Aliyah is the end, is the rest of the first Parasha. That means 6, 7, 8. And then Revi reads the two Psukim of B'yayim Shabbos and the five Psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, that's the Gra. That's the Gra. No? No, the second person reads the last three Psukim and Yom Rosh Chodeshim, and the last person, Yom Shabbos, and the last person reads of Rosh Chodeshim. Why does he get five Psukim and the person before him four? Because Ma'al Mekadosh will never read. Continues the Gemara. Zer Kla Kol Sheyesh by Musaf. We learned that if there's a Musaf, Rosh Chodesh Cholamoid, we read four Aliyahs. Ibailhu, ask the Gemara Tanis Sibur Bakama. How many people do we call up on a Tanis Sibur? Rosh Chodesh Umayid. Do we say Rosh Chodesh Umayid? Dikah Chalamayid. Dikah Karban Musaf. Will we have a Karban Musaf? Arba. There are four people. Aval Hakad the Lekah Karban Musaf. On this day that there is no Karban Musaf Loi, we don't add an Aliyah. Idil Mahak Nami Ikah Musaf Tfila. On Tanis Sibur we say a Nenu, and since we say a Nenu, so we have an extra Tefillah, we should have an extra Aliyah. Toshma, So the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Barash Chachechem Bechol Shemayid Karin Arba. We have four people. What's the Diyuk? Ha B'tayin Tzibur. We only have Gimel, three Elis. Says the Gemara, we can learn the Mishnah the other way. Eim Reisha B'Sheni B'Chamishi Monday, Thursday, U'B'Shabbos Mincha Shabbos B'Mincha Karin Gimel. What's the Diyuk? Ha B'tayin Tzibur. Arba, we have four. So the Mishnah could go either way, and therefore the Gemara says, Al-Mahalakam Mishmanah. From our Mishnah, we can't bring a proof. So the Gemara attempts to bring this proof. Toshma, the Rav Ikal Babel B'Tanit Sibur. Rav came to Babel on a Tanit Sibur. Kam Kar B'Sifra. He was called off for an Aliyah. Pasach, he opened up the Sefer Torah. Baruch, and he made a Bracha. They lained for him. Chasim, he finished his Aliyah. V'loy Baruch, and he didn't make a bracha after his aliyah. And the Sifra Chacham says, from here we see that before somebody gets an aliyah, he's supposed to look into the Sefer Torah. Pasach, he first opened up the Sefer Torah and looked at what he was going to read. Nafu kula alma al papayu. Everybody fell down for tachnun. For Rav nafu alpi. Rav didn't. Begins the Gemara to understand the story. Mirti. Rav Yisrael kar. Rav was a Yisrael. So he got the third aliyah. My time chosim v'loy baruch. So why didn't he... Why, when he finished getting his aliyah, didn't he make a bracha achrayna? La mishum, it must be mishum the boy l'mikra achrayna basrei, because it's a tiny tzibur, and a tiny tzibur does not just three aliyahs, there's four aliyahs. Says the Gemara, there's no proof in that story, because what we could say is Rabbi Kahani Kara, even though Rab was a Yisrael, he got the first aliyah, the aliyah of the Kohen. As we know, the Gemara says Masechta Gittin, the Rav Kahuna, who was also Yisrael, Kari B'Kahani, because he was the most prominent Talmud Chochem, got the first Aliyah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Huna Kari B'Kahani, you know why Rav Huna, even though being a Yisrael, got the first Aliyah, instead of the Kohen getting the first Aliyah? The filler of Amir of Asi, even Rav Amir of Asi, the Kahani Chshivet Erez Yisrael, that were the most prominent Kahanim in Eretz Yisrael, Mekev Kaif Lehula Rav Huna, were less than Rav Huna. So given that Rav Huna was head and shoulders above everybody else, including all Kahanim, even though he was a Yisrael, he got the first Aliyah. El Rav, Rav, how could he get the first Aliyah? Hoike Shmuel, in Rav's time, Shmuel lived, and as the Rishonim explained, once there's a Kohen that's equal in stature to the Yisrael, even though they're not in the same shul at the same time, as long as the Kohen that I'm giving an aliyah to, says the Meiri, is not an Amoritz, then the Yisrael, how great as she may be, doesn't have a right to take the first aliyah. And that's why we no longer have this halacha that we give a Talmud Chacham the first aliyah. The Davala Shmuel, and Shmuel was greater than Rav. We see that Rav gave respect to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Shmuel nami meket have kaif l'Rav. Actually, Shmuel was less than Rav. We see the Rav respects Shmuel. The Rav, the Avalei covet. Rav gave him covet. The key Avalei covet, Avalei, it was only b'fanav. Shloi b'fanav lo Avalei. So Rav got the first Aliyah, and there's no proof from him to what we do in a Tanis Tzibur. And as the Rashi explains, really Shmuel was less than Rav. Just the Gemara Masechta Shabbos teaches us that Rav cursed Shmuel, that he shouldn't have any sons. And he didn't have any sons. That's what the Gemara speaks about. Bansei the Rav Shmuel. His daughter's not a son. So Rav felt bad. So he gave him respect. But it wasn't that Shmuel was greater in any way than Rav. Hachanam Mistabra. Says the Gemara, prove to you the Rav Kahani Kara. The Rav got the first Aliyah. Bisa Kedatach B'Yisrael Kara. If you're going to say that he got the last Aliyah because he was Yisrael, Lefana Maitama Baruch. So why does he make a bracha before he gets an Aliyah? Yisrael doesn't make a bracha before he gets an Aliyah. He's not the first Aliyah. Says the Gemara, it was Lachat Takana. Go back to what we began the Shia with. That was after the Takana, where everybody makes a Bracha. Says the Gemara, if it's after the Takana, Yachal Achre Nami Livrach, he should make a Bracha after his Aliyah. We learned that he didn't make a Bracha after his Aliyah. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Because why did we say, beautiful, that one has to make a Bracha after his Aliyah? Because we're afraid somebody's going to walk out. But we don't have to worry where Rav is that anybody's going to walk out. Shani Hecha to Yosef Rav, it's different where Rav is. The male aisle, people may come late. That you'll never change. A Mepik Loinafka. Nobody will walk out early in a shul where Rav is sitting. But we don't have a proof from that story because we don't know exactly which Aliyah Rav had, and then we can know what is done on the Tanis Tzibur. So Gemara attempts a different proof. Toshma, this says in a Brisa, Zach Klal, Kosh Yesh by Bitta Malach La'am, on any day where we could send that people will lose, they have to go to work, so we don't want to have a problem with Tircha de Tzibur, could go in Tanis Tzibur, the Tisha B'Av, and the Rishonim explain, isn't Tisha B'Av a Tanis Tzibur? Why do we separate out Tisha B'Av? Because since we learned the Gemara Masechta Pesachim that says many people have a minig not to work on Tisha B'Av, so I would think that Tisha B'Av maybe is a day where people don't work. Says that that's only a minig. Tisha B'Av is really a day you're allowed to work. Karim Gimel, we could have three people get an aliyah. We only have three people get an aliyah. V'she'en by bittel malacha lam on a day where people don't lose work. K'goyin Rosh Chodesh v'chol Shemoyed Karim Dalad. Shmamina, from here we see on Tanis Tzibur we only have three aliyahs. Asks Rashi, why do we say the Cholamoid, why do we say Cholamoid, we only have, that people don't lose work. We don't work in Rosh Chodesh. We don't work in Rosh Chodesh. We work in Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi says, Rosh Chodesh is a yontif that women don't work. Why was Rosh Chodesh given as a yontif to women? Says Rashi, we remember the story that when the men contributed to the Egel, the women didn't contribute. The men took their jewelry by force and contributed it. They didn't want to have anything to do with the Egel. So that's why we made Rosh Chodesh into their Yontif. Ask Rabbeinu Bechaya, women deserve a reward for not contributing to the Egel. But why Rosh Chodesh? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says, perhaps, you know why the women didn't contribute to the Egel? Because they're stingy. They didn't want to give away the jewelry. Which woman wants to give away a jewelry? Who says it's because they didn't believe in the Egel? When do we see that their intentions were really great? By the Mishkan. Because the Torah says by the Mishkan, V'yava ha-noshim al ha-noshim, that women did contribute the jewelry. So we see that it wasn't just that they don't want to give away the jewelry, they realized that the Egel was the wrong thing. When was the Mishkan inaugurated? When was the Chanukah Mishkan? Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's why Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for women. That's why the Mefarshim take it a step further. Nowadays the minig is that women go to work Rosh Chodesh. The one thing that Klal Yisrael has a minig is that women don't sew on Rosh Chodesh. Why specifically sewing? Because by the Mishkan, what did the women do? They sewed Tavu. They sewed the Parayichis and the Irias. So since this whole yontif of Rosh Chodesh is connected to the Mishkan, so that's why we don't have them sew on Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Tur Yevin that who hears Kriyas HaTorah? The men. So the fact that women don't go to work, what does it help me? I have to go to work. Men go to work. So he says two interesting terutzim. One terut says even men should refrain from heavy work on Rosh Chodesh. A lot of work, but should try to refrain from heavy work. Another terut he says is that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, since in Rosh Chodesh a Karban Musaf was brought, so it was a day of Yontif, everybody wanted to be there when the Karban Musaf was brought, that's why men didn't work on Rosh Chodesh when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, V'lanan Haki, we didn't learn this way, we learned in the Mishnah, Zeh Klal, Kol Yoyim, Sheyesh B'Musaf, any day in which there's a Musaf, any Yontif, Karan Arba, we read for people. Lasuimai, what's he trying to add with this Zeh Klal? Lav Lasuya Tanis Tzibur, isn't he coming to teach us that a Tanis Tzibur and the Tisha B'Av we read extra Pesukim? Well, if Ashi asked the Gemara, according to Rav Ashi, that in a Tanis Tzibur we have four people getting an Aliyah, asked the Gemara, Mas Nisamani, the following Mishnah comes out like whom? Loi Tanakam, the Mishnah we just learned, that seems to indicate then a Tanis Tzibur four people get an Aliyah, Loi Tanakam v'Loi Rabbi Yosi, it won't be not like Loi Tanakam, like Rabbi Yosi, the Tznanya went in a Braisa. Chal Yos B'Sheni B'Chamishi, if Tisha B'Av comes out on a Monday or Thursday, Kairin, Gimel, or Mafta Echad, we call up three people for an Aliyah, and one of those three gets Mafta. B'Shlishi B'Rvi, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kairin Echad, Maftechad. We only call up one person for an Aliyah, and that one person gets Mafta. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Loyalim Kairim Gimel, b'mafta echad. We always, no matter what day of the week it is, Tisha B'Av, we always call up three people. So here we see that on Tisha B'Av, we only call three people up. So how could Rav Ashi have try to explain a Mishnah that says that we call up three people? Ask the Gemara, Ve'al Kasha Zer Klal. We just learned Zer Klal, and we need to understand what Zer Klal means. So according to Rav Ashi, Zer Klal is coming to teach us that on Tanit Sibur, we have four people getting a lease. But if we're saying now that it's based on the Mishnah that we just learned in Masech the Tainus, that on Tainus Sibur there are only three Elias, so what's the Zer Klal coming to teach us? Loi, that's come to teach us Lasui Rosh Chodesh Umayyad. That Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, we call up four people. So I said, I don't need a Mishnah for that. Habahedik Tanya Law. That we learned explicitly in our Mishnah. In the Mishnah we just learned yesterday, it says, Rosh Chodesh Umayyad, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol Moed, Karen Abba. We call up four people. So how can we say that that's what Zer Klal is coming to teach us? We know it already. Answers the Gemara, Simana Ba'alma Yovle. You're right. The actual halacha, that in Rosh Chodesh and then in Chol Moed, we call up four people, we don't need that Mishnah to teach us. We don't need the Zer Klal to teach us. I know it from our Mishnah. But I would say, not to make a mistake, the Lord came to Yom Tov, the Chol Shemoed, Kedidininu, that I should not make the mistake and treat Yom Tov and Chol Moed the same way. And just like on Yom Tov, I call up five people. I think that I should call up five people and Chol Moed al Nukar Haikle Ubiyotcha. Keep this rule in mind. Call the Tafle Milsa Mechavre. Anything that has something more, the Gemara explains what that means. Tafle Gavre Yisera. We add more Elias. Hilkach. Brish Chodesh Moed. Brish Chodesh and Chol Moed. Dikka Karba Musaf. Where we have a Karba Musaf. Kairan Arba. Beyontif, on the other hand, the Osir Basias Malacha. Chamisha. We call up five people. B'yom Kippur, the Onish Chorus, that if somebody does Malacha on Yom Kippur, there's a Chiv Chorus. There's no Het of Oichel Mefesh. Shisha. Shabbos, if somebody Chas V'Shon does Malacha, Dik is a Skila, we even have one more person, Sheva. So when the Mishnah there says, Zer Klal, yes, the basic din I would have known anyway. That on Chol Moed and on Shchaydish, we only call up four people. It's our Mishnah, we learned it. It's just trying to give us a way to remember that the more we don't do work, the more Elias we have. So the Gemara goes back to the story of Rav that we discussed. Gufa. Rav Ikel above Batanat Sibur. Rav arrived above Batanat Sibur. Kom Kar B'Sifra. He got an Aliyah. Pasach. Baruch. He opened up the Sefer. He made a bracha before he got his Aliyah. Chasim, when he finished Aliyah V'loi Baruch, he didn't make a bracha. Nofa Kula Ampa Apayu. Everybody fell down for Tachnon. Rav loy nafal ampe. Rav didn't fall down for Tachnun. Mefarshim say that this must have taken place by Mincha, because usually Tachnun is before Kriyas HaTorah. Here we have Tachnun after Kriyas HaTorah, so it must be by Mincha. Ask the Gemara, my time of Rav loy nafal al ampe. Why didn't Rav fall Tachnun? Says the Gemara, Rich Peshal Avonim Haisa, there was a stone floor, the Tanya, the Brisa says, the Evan Maskus lay sitnu ba'artzachem, l'shtachvas aleh, to bow down on it. You're not allowed to bow down on a stone floor in Eretz Yisrael. You are allowed to bow down on a stone floor in the base of Migdash. So that's why Rav didn't fall down. Ask the Sfasemis, why do we have to have that the Gemara should say a Braisa? Ketanya, V'tanya V'evan said, it's a Pasuk. I don't need a Braisa to teach me a Pasuk. Answers the Gemara, answers the Bnei Yeshua. If I only had the Pasuk, I would say that this Isser of falling on a stone floor only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz it doesn't apply. Rav lived in Bavel. That's why the Braisa teaches us that this Isser applies even in Chutz La'aretz. That I don't understand from the Pasuk that I need the Braisa for. Kedu'ula, Dama'ula, and the Gemara goes further, Dama'ula lay osu tar el Isser shalavon bavad. The tar acid, a stone floor. And that's why Rav didn't bow down. Again, the question is, why do we need Ula? It's a Pasuk. It's a Mefarshim answer. If not for Ula, I would think that if a person bows down on a stone floor, not with shame, avoid the Zara, it should be Mutter. It teaches us Ula, that you're never allowed to bow down on a stone floor, even if it's not l'shem avodah zara. That's why Rav didn't bow down. Ask the Gemara, if that's the reason Rav didn't bow down, see, Yochi Mayu Rav. Then why was only Rav not the one bowing down? Afur kulanami. Nobody should bow down. It's not only in this of a Talmid Chachamim. Answers the Gemara, Kamei de Rav Havi. By Rav's seat there was a stone floor. Everywhere else there wasn't a stone floor. Ask the Gemara, V'lezel agabit sepur v'limpoi. So let him get up from his seat and sit down where everybody else is sitting, where there is no stone floor. V'lezel agabit sepur v'limpoi alape. Answers the Gemara, L'mboi l'mitrach tziburi. If he would have to get up and they would have to make room for him, it's a tircha de tzibura. Rav wanted to avoid a tircha de tzibura. I saw gevaldig psak for Rabbi Yosef, how far we are makel for tircha de tzibura. The Rabbi Yosef says in many shuls there are a number of like side rooms where they have minyanim, but the sifrei Torah in the main shul. Let's say in my minyan they're up to kriyas Torah, in the main shul they're davening Shemoneh Esrei. Am I allowed to? You're normally not allowed to walk in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei, but here we're waiting to lane. Tircha de Tzibura says you're allowed to walk in front of people davening Shemoneh Esrei to avoid Tircha de Tzibura. Ask the other Mefarshim, why is there no problem with Leisus Gadadu? Everybody's falling Tachnan and Rav isn't. So the Mefarshim say Leisus Gadadu is only when I'm doing something. Here Rav wasn't doing something, he was not doing something. So there's no problem of Leisus Gadadu. This by the same, another Teretz, why didn't Rav fall? Rav Pishy Daim Gleim Havad. Rav, when he did the Filas Apayim, completely prostrated himself. K'ru'ula, Dama Ula, Le'asu Torah El Pishya Daim Reglayim Bavad. The Torah only acid on a stone floor, Pishya Daim Reglayim. That means, the floor was stone the entire shul. But everybody else who doesn't do Pishya Daim Reglayim, there's no problem. Rav who does Pishya Daim Reglayim, there's a problem. Ask the Gemara, simple Eitzah. The lipal ape, the loylav pishy daim reglayim. Says the Gemara, loy mishanim in hagei. A minig is very strong, and Rav didn't want to change his regular minig. Vibay seima, adam choshev shani. Rav was an adam choshev, and an adam choshev doesn't fall down nefil sapayim in front of a tzibur. Kedam Rebbe Lazar, dam Rebbe Lazar, ein adam choshev reshoi lipal haponov, elm kein nenek yishuv anun. He's not allowed to fall nefil sapayim, the ksiv, as the pasuk says, yom Hashem a yeshua, kumlach, don't fall. Why? Because if he, Farshim explained, because if he's going to fall and he won't be answered, it's either bizarre to him that he davens and he's not answered, or it's bizarre to Hashem that Hashem is not, chas v'sham, able to answer. So Adam Choshev, v'tzibur, Taisa says, doesn't fall in the field of Sapayim. That's why Rav did not fall in the field of Sapayim.
You're very bothered with people coming late and leaving early.
I can't help it. I have to tell you.